My name is Jonathan Blackwood. Welcome to My Tech Decisions Podcast. This week, Tech Decisions Editor-in-Chief Tom LeBlanc steps in to interview Tim Palmquist, VP of Americas for Milestone Systems. Tim discusses IP video management systems. Most often you'll find these kind of systems in surveillance scenarios, but Tim gives some helpful ideas about other ways that IP video management systems can be utilized. He also discusses cybersecurity concerns around IP video data, as well as the growing use of artificial intelligence, facial recognition, and machine learning in the security industry. After listening to this interview, you'll have a better understanding about IP video as a whole. Enjoy the interview. Before we get to the interview, a quick reminder that My Tech Decisions podcast is now available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Make sure to subscribe in order to instantly download the latest interviews with expert AV integrators, IT providers, security installers, technology manufacturers, and commercial technology decision makers like yourself. If you like what you hear, you can leave a comment and rate the podcast as well. Search for My Tech Decisions Podcast on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download and subscribe. Now let's get to the interview.
Hey, everybody. I'm Tom LeBlanc. I'm the editorial director for Tech Decisions, and today I'm lucky to be joined by Tim Palmquist. He's the VP of Americas for Milestone Systems. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tom.
So one of the things we're going to talk about today are some of the challenges that IT directors have nowadays. And one of the most challenging jobs within an organization is with the convergence of network video and IT security adding another layer of complexity to an IT director's job. I want you to talk a little bit about IP video management systems, open platform solutions, and just an open community. And what are some of the benefits of these areas for IT directors that you think that IT directors ought to be thinking about?
Sure. Okay. Good question. Well, open platform video management solutions form the foundation to integrate innovative technology from a vast community of partners. And while it's true that security responsibilities have been transitioning to the IT department over time, this transition makes sense so that the IT department can leverage their compute, storage, and infrastructure investments for maximum return on investment to the organization, while also ensuring that all of these technologies are secured with policy and best practice in a consistent manner. Keep in mind that open platform solutions enable not only security solutions, but much more that is not related to security at all. Today, there are an array of solutions that address areas like marketing, productivity, workplace safety, manufacturing and automation, and many other solutions that can benefit the broader organization. Overall, IP video management systems that include an open platform capability deliver the most flexibility and scale and value. Return on investment is maximized when you have the flexibility to add new technology and switch out selective old technology, things that have grown old in the organization, without having to forklift the entire solution all at once.
You had mentioned, sort of going beyond the security layers of these things. And, IP video surveillance is a good example of that because, you think of video surveillance as a security solution, and it is, but that's changed kind of, or evolved, I should say, over the last few years. IP video surveillance is now capable of a lot more than just recording video for playback. Can you talk a little bit about some of the newer abilities that extend beyond video surveillance that, aren't just security and things that might be pretty exciting for IT directors?
Sure. That's an interesting topic. When you get outside of security and leverage the technology for something else that benefits the business. So two non-security related technologies that I think are super interesting or top of mind are targeted advertising and facial recognition. And targeted advertising can happen inside a store or facility or outdoors, even as you travel in your car down a highway. We have a customer that utilizes the cameras used for public safety along a highway in Florida for a dual use. They're able to use an analytic called WorkNet to identify the vehicles by make and model and then target an advertisement on a digital billboard down the road towards the drivers of a specific vehicle. It's a great non-security use of the cameras that would otherwise only be used for public safety. In this particular case in Florida, they also have the ability to identify stalled vehicles and vehicles traveling in the wrong direction and accidents as they happen. So it has a lot of utilization. But targeted advertising can also be utilized inside a facility. Facial recognition solutions are beginning to be very good and very accurate. There's been a lot of innovation in this area over time, and we're seeing excellent results now from several companies. The ability to identify gender and age, combined with the ability to match known images against a database, enables companies to offer new levels of customer service, as well as target these customers with digital signage or queue management options. And these things can happen within a store or facility. There's a vast collection of innovative solutions in the marketplace today that are all non-security related, and it's really super exciting.
No, it's really interesting. And can I just ask, so let's say you're an IT director who doesn't oversee like a retail type facility. You know, maybe you're an IT director or you're somebody who works within like a large corporation. Do you see some of the applications related to things like facial recognition and IP video surveillance having applications in like a big corporate facility or a big corporate campus, or you know, maybe just like a really secure company, you know, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's two good examples. One is in hospitality. So imagine when known customers walk up to a desk for check-in, for example, and the people behind the desk are able to have the awareness of the name and when they last visited, so that the customer service experience is really, really changed to a new level. Or in your example, in a high security facility where facial recognition can be used as a dual factor authentication with traditional access control. So you have card access, but then you may augment that with facial recognition.
Okay, that's interesting. And, you know, kind of sticking with these sort of security related topics, cybersecurity is such a big concern for IT directors nowadays, and understandably so. I wanted to see if you could talk to us a little bit about system hardening and advanced cybersecurity as it relates to video data.
Yeah, you're correct. Cybersecurity is indeed a hot topic in our industry and in the broader marketplace as well. And as far as securing video data specifically, the key topic, I think, is encryption. There's a lot we can talk about with cybersecurity, but if you look at the topic of encryption, there's examples like the encryption between a camera and the recording server, or encryption of the recorded video onto the media, encryption and signing of the exported video that may be used for backup data or evidence as part of an investigation. And then there's also the two-factor authentication and Four Eyes login capability. So there's multiple areas there where system security can be enhanced, and encryption and different forms of authentication can really assist in this area. But along with that, system hardening is essential when you commission a system. Referencing the manufacturer's hardening guide and following all the recommendation is the best way to ensure a safe and secure deployment. Keep in mind that each time the software is upgraded, typically the hardening guides are also updated and the system should be adjusted to meet the new guidelines. That's an important element for IT to follow. But all of these things, taken together will not secure the organization without solid policy development, education, and utilization on a day-to-day basis. Those are important foundational elements as well.
Okay. Another topic that's currently, you know, being discussed revolves around the GPU and data management acceleration. Can you describe this and provide some examples of how this technology can be beneficial for IT directors and also just for businesses in general?
Sure. This is a really exciting area right now. The innovations in the area of GPU are enabling the compute power to support machine learning and AI. The innovations in this area will disrupt the status quo in our industry and as well as others, and enable amazing new innovation in the marketplace. At Milestone, we believe that the innovation in AI powered by the advances in GPU will fuel a new wave of innovation in the security industry, on a level not seen in our marketplace before, and actually not seen since the invention of the IP camera. We think it's that disruptive of a technology. Advances in GPU technology from companies like NVIDIA are powering a whole new technology revolution. AI was actually invented 50 years ago, but only recently have we been able to realize the compute technology to power the great ideas from AI. Despite all the investments of governments and companies over the years, it took the innovation of the graphic processing unit to facilitate the improvements in compute power to make things like autonomous driving vehicles possible, or to support the machine learning capability that we're seeing built into security solutions and other types of software. And this is going to accelerate and be disruptive and create a wave of change that should be really interesting and power a lot of new business opportunities.
Well, that's a great way to end it. Tim Palmquist from Milestone Systems, thanks for talking about these important IT topics to Tech Decisions' audience. It's been great.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for listening to My Tech Decisions podcast. Here at Tech Decisions, it's our mission to help you do your job better. If you'd like to learn more, head over to www.mytechdecisions.com or follow us on Twitter @MyTechDecisions. I'm your host, Jonathan Blackwood, managing editor of Tech Decisions, and you can find me @BlackwoodTweets. Thank you again for listening, and good luck with all of your installations and implementations.